Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls American hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. So sit back and enjoy the ride, folks, and learn about your Great Falls hockey team.
Hello, folks. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey. Tonight, we got a special guest. For those who watched the game last night or looked at the scoreboard this morning, you'll realize that we shut out Helena last night. Been a long time coming, and it's definitely a great thing to happen for this town and this hockey team. Tonight I've got number 21, Blaine Juzik, the scorer of the game winning goal last night, the only goal in the game. So how are we doing tonight, Blaine?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing good. How does it feel?
Oh, it feels great. That was crazy. It was a crazy feeling. Love being the Bighorns whenever we can. So yeah, it was awesome.
Well, absolutely. And of course, you know, I mean, today, you know, you're the hero of Great Falls.
Yeah. You know? I can't take all the credit for it. Ryder put up a valiant effort in that, but yeah, no, it definitely felt good being that guy to get it done. So.
Yep. Oh yeah. Ryder was on fire last night. Yeah. You know, 47 saves. I mean, he was just, you know, and I mean, coming down to it though, their goalie was doing a hell of a good job too.
Yeah. You know, yeah, for sure.
It was definitely a goalie game last night.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely got to give, you know, Helena played good too, yeah. But.
They did.
Came out with some different fire last night. So,
yeah, that was, you know, watching you all last night. That's the team right there that can go all the way to the cup.
100%. Yeah.
If y'all could figure out what was there last night and keep that going.
100%.
We would definitely be in, St. Louis come April.
Oh yeah. April. Yeah. That's the plan. Yeah. That's for sure.
I'm looking forward to that. I gotta go. We've already decided that, you know, y'all go to the cup, we're going to St. Louis.
Going with us? Yeah, perfect. Yeah, hopefully we can get it done.
Yep. So why don't you, tell us about yourself?
Blaine Juzak, number 21 from, Fairbanks, Alaska. You know, not too much about me. I like playing golf in my off time, hunting a little bit, got a cabin up north there in central Alaska. So yeah, kind of. What you see is what you get with me. Pretty straightforward guy. Hockey's my life right now.
What about family?
Oh, I got a bunch of family. Everyone lives up in Alaska with us. So, I've got a couple grandparents, you know, brother, sister, younger brother, older sister, mom and dad, and a girlfriend too. So, got the whole set.
Are your siblings into hockey?
Yep. Yeah, my sister, older sister, she's 21. She plays at Indiana Tech College, plays Acha at one. And then my little brother's in 07. He plays Valley Thunder AA in Alaska.
Cool.
Down in Wasilla. So, yep, big hockey family. Dad played hockey, and mom was a soccer player, but she's getting into hockey now. So
ain't got much of a choice.
Yeah, right. Not the best skater, but. You know, she thinks she can be a coach one day. So.
Oh, there you go. Hey, you know, we all got our spot there.
Yeah, exactly.
What about any other sports?
I grew up playing soccer too. Grew up playing baseball until they started not using the pitching machines. Just started playing soccer in the summers just to stay in shape. And I don't know, I always liked it. So played all the way through my senior year of high school, and then won't be able to play this year because I graduated last year. But yeah. And golf, of course.
I love golf.
Golf's my go-to, that's for sure.
What's your best game?
You know, shot an 89 one time here at Eagle Falls. So, That wasn't too bad.
I don't play golf, so I wouldn't. You could have told me anything.
Yeah, right. Maybe high 70s just for this podcast.
Okay, sounds good. So, what's your plans after hockey?
I want to be either a realtor or an orthodontist. My girlfriend's dad's an orthodontist, so not always something I've been looking into. My mom's a dental hygienist in Alaska, so not always been into the dental, medical field type of thing. So,
okay.
Yeah, start going to college after I'm done here.
Would you go back and practice in Alaska?
Yeah. I take, they got a course there that I can take in Fairbanks and then go to dental school, probably down in the States somewhere.
Okay. Well, would Alaska pay for it? Cause I know they pay their residents quite a bit for different things.
Yeah. So I get a pretty hefty scholarship just with how my grades went and got a decent score on the SAT. So I get a hefty scholarship, but still pay a little bit.
Okay.
But definitely better than anywhere else I could go.
Yeah. I didn't know if they was going to pay for your college if you, you know, basically you went back and worked for Alaska for 10 years or whatever.
Yeah. I know, some guys' parents that work for the state and stuff, they get school for free, and people that work at the college get school for free. So parents don't work for the state or work for the school. So kind of screwed, but hopefully my college fund is enough.
Yeah, hopefully. So who's your favorite hockey team?
I like the Blues. I used to be an Avalanche fan. My dad got me on the Avs, but they kind of took a little dip when they had Matt Duchene on their team. So went to the Blues at Colton Pareko that played at University of Alaska Fairbanks. So just started watching them, and they won a cup. So been doing good so far.
Okay. No other hockey team? Nothing in the closet that you enjoy?
You know, I've been prone to lean towards the Leafs a little bit.
I heard that vicious rumor.
Yeah. Maybe heard it 5 minutes ago.
But, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I like the Leafs. I wish they could get it done in the playoffs. Maybe this is the year, but I don't want to be that guy to say this is the year because I'll probably get bounced in the first again by the Bruins.
Yeah, you know, it happens. I was hopeful for my team this year, you know, considering what they spent and everything. And,
yeah.
You know, they turned into complete duds this year.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be cup favorites for sure, but.
Yeah, no.
Never know. They can turn around.
It's always possible. Yeah. What about, you watch any other sports? You watch football or baseball?
I've been prone to watch basketball actually a lot. My buddy's a big Milwaukee Bucks fan. So
okay.
Always been watching, Giannis and Thanasis and however they say their last name. I watch football on the Sundays, but not as big into it as a lot of guys are on the team.
Okay.
But I like watching college football too. I like the upsets.
Right.
The Vanderbilt Alabama game was pretty sick. So, yeah, that's always exciting. I was rooting for the underdog.
Yep. I agree. What about, outside of hockey? What is your hobbies?
Like I said, golf. I don't know. I like to spend my time at the lake a lot, Harding Lake, on the boat and on the water surf. So yeah, I like that. And then, like I said, we got a cabin up north a little bit. Like just spend some time out in the woods and kind of get away from everything. Put the phone down for a little bit, get away from the screen. So
there you go.
I like spending time with family, big family guy. So get to spend some time with family up at the cabin.
That's always good.
100%.
So you said you did a little hunting up there. What have you hunted for, the brown bear or anything like that? Or
we used to bear bait a little bit. There's not too many bears up where our cabin is, but yeah, we usually go moose hunting in the fall when I would live there in the fall. Obviously couldn't do it this year, but yeah, got a couple good 60-inch racks last year with my dad and my grandpa. So
nice.
Yeah. Other than that, it's pretty sparse.
Right.
But no, it's always good to get one or two. So
what about the caribou? You ever went caribou hunting?
I've not. I got invited by my buddy's dad, wanted me to go up with him, but I think I had hockey or something going on, but yeah. I always wanted to caribou hunt. It looks really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Great Falls do you like?
I really like the people. Everyone in Montana is super nice. I've seen so far wherever we go. Everyone's pretty nice, even if we're the visiting team. But I like Great Falls. I like the river that runs through and the refinery. It's kind of not something I've seen before. So that's really nice. Kind of reminds me of Alaska too, with the mountains and the snow's coming up a little bit. So yeah, feels like home a little bit.
Oh yeah, just wait.
We'll get the snow. It was snowing in Helena. It was kind of weird to see. Yeah, it was snowing, maybe a little higher elevation, but.
Well, south of us, yesterday, south of us got quite a bit of snow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it went down, we were like right on the northern edge of it.
Yeah.
Most of it was down around Billings.
I'm not excited for the snow, but.
Our time's coming. The snow we get here in Great Falls, we can have some pretty good snowfalls, but a lot of times it doesn't stick around.
Yeah.
Very long. Within a week or so, it's melting because of the sun.
Yeah.
It's actually fairly mild around here. It hit January and February, then it can definitely get cold. You know, we hit them 40, 50 below the times, But you ought to be used to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm used to the cold. It's just usually pretty quiet. It gets just super windy.
Oh, yeah.
Super windy here and adds to the wind chill. So,
yeah. Yeah, the wind's the big thing around here.
Yeah, I almost got knocked off my feet yesterday getting out of the bus. It was howling up there on top of the hill.
Well, I seen there was down at Fox Farm there was 72 mile an hour wind gusts.
Was it really?
Yeah. So
house was moving around over there. That's where my billets were at. So yeah, I definitely felt that walking out the door today. It was strong. Didn't want to open my car door.
Right. Yep. So what about superstitions? Are you superstitious anyway about the game?
I try not to be, but I don't know, with the routine of the Friday and Saturday games, I've started to move into more routine based, but I'd say I was a little superstitious. I like to have, I go to Chipotle every day around noon, get my regular order and then, a bib extra, a little sugar in me. And then, other than that, I like to get dressed, left side first and then right side, whatever I'm doing. So left skate, left shin pad, right shin pad, so forth.
So on. So what would you change up if you hit a slump?
Actually, I wore a suit and tie to the games, the home games, and it wasn't working for me. So I ditched the tie, changed the shirt. Started going a little bit, got a couple good goals, and then went on a little bit of a slump again, ditched the tie, kept the shirt, and then it's been working so far. So hopefully we'll have to change it up, but if so, maybe get a new tie or get a new pair of pants or something.
There you go.
Yeah, just my outfit. I feel like that really scares me, I guess, going into games. Got to get the right outfit.
Hmm. So. What about tape? White or black?
All white. White all the way.
All white.
I tried using black. I thought it would maybe change something up for me. Then I think I had the worst game of my life this year. I used black. I was -3. So staying away from the black tape. I like the pink tape though when we were using it for the pink night. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the pink. I used pink grip tape up top.
Oh, okay.
That's been working so far. So.
Well, the pink jerseys looked awesome.
Yeah.
Tony ended up winning Blake's jersey. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love the pink jerseys, and I love the specialty night jerseys. They're always really cool.
Yeah, they are.
Wherever you go. So,
yeah.
I was pretty happy to see that they turned out pretty good this year.
Yeah. No, they did. They really looked good. Kind of like the pink eyes, too. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool. And it was reflecting on the ceiling, too. So
yeah.
Felt like the whole rink was pink. So, that was hopefully we raised some money for the cancer research and that.
Yeah, they did. I think, from what I remember, they did pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. That's what it's all about.
Yep, it is. What about your favorite food?
Favorite food? It's a tough one. I kind of bounce around a little bit. I like, I'm a big soup guy. I like potato soup, taco soup. I like casseroles too, like green bean casserole, tater tot casserole. I know in the Midwest they call it a
hot dish,
which is so weird. Hopefully my North Dakota guys are listening to this right now, but no, I think that's so weird.
Yeah, well, that's, you get, the one thing you got to remember, it's Northern Midwest.
Yeah.
That calls it that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I've heard, I've only heard it from the North Dakota guys. I haven't heard anybody here call it, but no, I'm a.
Yeah, it's typically around Minnesota and North Dakota. And,
yeah.
You know, them places, Wisconsin.
Yeah, Easton and Aiden call it hot fish too.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
What about, what's your go-to meal before a game?
Chipotle, like I said, yeah. Chipotle or whatever Greg's cooking. Usually go over there before a game, so. He does pretty well with the pastas and sandwiches and stuff, so.
Oh, so Greg does all the cooking?
Yeah, Greg does for the most part. Serena steps in a little bit, but you know, Greg's pretty good about it, so.
Cool. I didn't know that about him.
Yeah, he's a good cook. Good with the steaks, too.
Cool. What about a favorite jersey?
Favorite jersey?
One you owned, one you, or whether you, AHL, NHL, doesn't matter.
I like the, maybe partial to the Blues, but I like their Winter Classic jerseys were sick with the baby blue.
Mm-hmm.
I like their reverse retros too with the dark blue and the stripes, kind of Gretzky's era. So, yeah, I don't know. I like the Blues. But away from that, I like the Nordique jerseys that the Habs did were pretty sick too.
Okay.
Paying homage to the Quebec Nordiques, so.
I get a update all the time from Vintage Ice Hockey Jerseys website. And got one, I think it was today or yesterday, had the Minot, North Dakota Minotaurs.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was named. But it pretty cool freaking jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, their jerseys are pretty cool. That's the NA team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do good with their jerseys. They got a McDonald's sponsor, too. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what they're pretty sweet.
What about your stick? What stick do you use?
I should be parched here. I guess I forgot the editing this, so cut that out. Thank you. Oh. I haven't talked this much in a while. I'm more of a listener, but no, I use a Bauer Hyperlite too. It's got a American flag graphic on it, so.
Oh, okay.
Works with our jerseys pretty good, so. And yeah, I like it. I love it. I've been scoring some big goals with it, so.
There you go. Don't want to change that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and if it's not working, I got, some CCMs I like to switch to if it's not working.
Okay.
Got a couple of goals left in those too, so. Hopefully I don't need to resort to them, but they're there if I need them.
What style of blades I got?
I use a
P28.
Yeah. My brother uses a P92. He's always tried to convince me to change, but, I've been P28 for a while. 77 flex.
Okay.
Like a little whippy. Could probably go higher, but I like it 77.
All right. What, you saw about going to college for, dental or real estate. If you went to college for dental, where would you go?
I haven't got that far yet. I know my girlfriend's dad went to an institute in Indiana.
Okay.
He's got a lot of family there, so probably look into that area. I like the Midwest too. I guess they're more east, but kind of the same kind of vibe there. Probably do more research about that once I move closer to my degree.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yes, sir.
So what about, who's your favorite player?
NHL player?
Yeah.
I like Colton Parayko just because he played in Fairbanks, but he's a defenseman. I'm a forward, so, I mean, it's hard not to say McDavid just because he's so good. And he's fun to watch. Or Bedard's pretty sick, and the Celebrini kid's coming up, so. Yeah, I like all those guys. I think Mitch Marner's pretty sick too for the Leafs. Mm-hmm. And a big playmaker. Gives Matthews all those goals. So yeah, I'm more partial to the playmakers.
Okay. You had a chance to go play overseas. Where would you like to go?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, anywhere in Europe would be sick. Like or like in Sweden or Finland, or all those places are pretty sick over in Europe, or Germany. I heard Germany's sick too. Honestly, wherever I could get a spot would be awesome. Probably, yeah, I don't know. Munich Red Bull would be pretty awesome.
Okay.
But nah, I haven't looked too much into that. I think I'm planning on just going to school after my junior time. So
yeah. Well, just a hypothetical.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know though. Could end up there.
Oh, well, they could always pop up. You
know, yeah. Right. Exactly.
You get to call. You never know.
Never know. Yeah. That's true.
Keep going like you are. You just might. You know. I mean, look what's happening with Easton. We were really looking forward to having Easton all next year. And now we're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Good for him. I'm glad to see him get moved up, but.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll be living in my basement. So that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There you go.
I'm excited for him, for his opportunities. He's going to be good. He's going to be really good.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Easton's got a lot of potential.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, got anything else that you'd like to talk about?
You
want to talk about last night?
Yeah, I mean, not much to say there. That was one of the best feelings I've ever had. Hopefully we can keep it rolling and get to the break, hopefully in second and first place. So, yeah, I'm excited. Showcase is coming up, and then before we know it, we'll be at playoffs. So. Yeah.
Well, with the showcase coming up, that's – if you can go into the showcase on streak,
exactly,
you know, that'll be a big deal for y'all.
Yeah.
That'll help out when you get over there and you're playing, you know, somebody like, who was it? I was trying to think who they played last year. I know they played Louisiana, Norwich, and, you can go in there on a streak already.
Yeah.
Boost the confidence, and you can go in there, you know.
Yeah.
Ready to kick ass.
100%. Yeah. And if we're hot, you know, the scouts and the colleges will be there knowing that we're hot. So that's what the showcase is all about. It's about exposure. So, hopefully we can ride a little bit of a high going into the showcase.
Yeah. So who's your favorite wingman
to play with?
Yeah.
I really like playing with, I guess he's not a wingman, but Sebi down the middle. I love playing with him, recently named captain. So been in the league for a while. If I mess up, he can tell me what I did wrong and we can move on from there. But yeah, I like playing with Sebi, and then, Cal's usually on my line too. So I think we complement each other nicely.
Yep.
We got two bigger guys grinding, and Cal's a scorer. So I love playing with those guys. I like playing with everybody on the team though.
Yeah, we got it. Great team, man. Great bunch of guys this year. It's definitely awesome.
Yeah.
Sebi, yeah, we love watching Sebi play. Cal, of course, I called Cal the pit bull of the Americans.
Yeah.
I love watching Cal get out there, and you know, he gets right in there mixed with the big guys.
Yeah.
He doesn't hesitate.
Yeah. Yeah. He's more like a chihuahua. Get you at your knees, but
no, he gets in there. I mean, you got a lot of chihuahuas that think they're pit.
Yeah, exactly. But no, he's never scared to go into a corner or get hit.
Nope.
Gets up like a champ. So
yes, he does. I mean, it's been a couple times he's got up slow, but he just gets up.
Cal's a dog, that's for sure.
Yes, he is. Yep. Well, what's your mom and dad's name?
Rochelle and Brandon Jusak.
Rochelle and Brandon. Well, we appreciate Rochelle and Brandon that you allow Blaine to come down here and play for us. We definitely enjoy having him down here. Look forward to maybe one day getting to meet you all if you come down to watch a game. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
My girlfriend, Talia Wentz. Love her so much. And, my grandma, Deb, I'm sure she'll be listening. But yeah, my dad and my mom will be down here this weekend. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I'm sure you guys will.
Oh, get good. To meet them. I look forward to meeting them.
Yeah. And then my brother will be skating with us next Monday and Tuesday too.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, they got a tournament down in Vegas for Thanksgiving, so he's just stopping through.
All right. How old is he?
He's 07. He's still 17.
17?
Yeah.
Cool.
Seems to be 18, yeah. It's crazy. What
position does he play?
He's a forward.
He's forward.
Yeah, we play the same position.
Okay.
Hopefully he doesn't come for my spot.
How's his stats compared to yours?
Oh, he's pretty good. I think he, in his 3 years playing high school and my 3 years playing high school, I think he's got me by a couple points. But, you know, I'm just finding that goal scoring role this year. Usually he's not a big stat guy, but kind of picked it up this year, so.
Kind of finding your stride.
Yeah, finding my stride. I think that it starts with being really comfortable on the team.
All
the guys are, you know, super encouraging, and you know, Greg is super encouraging too, and everyone just wants to succeed so bad. So, yeah, it's been awesome. I love the team, and can't imagine playing anywhere else.
Cool, that's awesome to hear. We love it.
Yeah.
Yep, we sure appreciate it around here because it's We love our team here, and we love all you guys. Love watching y'all. That's the highlight of our season.
Yeah.
You know. So, well, Blaine, I guess we'll end her here then. I appreciate you coming tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It means a lot. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Tell everybody we said hi back in Alaska. All right, have yourself a good week.
Yeah. Thank you.
Another episode of Great Falls Hockey, learning about our players. I appreciate you coming and listen, folks. And I want to thank the owner, Matt Leaf, and the coaches, Greg Sears and Alex Leaf, for allowing me to do this to get to know our players. So remember, folks, stay hoctimistic, stay good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.